Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of wudu. Today's hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت خليلي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تبلغ الحلية من المؤمن حيث يبلغ الوضوء. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard my Khalil. Khalil means bosom friend. So I heard my bosom friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a person makes a statement like this, it shows a very high level of love. So Sahaba had a very, very high level of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's not just narrating the hadith, he's saying, I heard my very, very close friend, my bosom friend, expressing the love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes on to explain what he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I heard my bosom friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the jewelry of a believer shall extend as far as his wudu water reaches. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif Ahmad and Bayhaqi. So here what this means is that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person now is entered into Jannah, after he is entered into Jannah, a person will see the reward of that wudu that he made to such an extent that to the extent that he washed his limbs in wudu, all this now will be decorated with jewelry, and not just ordinary jewelry, the jewelry of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will reward him so much, so appreciative Allah Ta'ala is the fact that this person used to make wudu. He used to was careful about making his wudu correctly. Not just making wudu, but wudu correctly. Allah Ta'ala will reward him with the jewelry of Jannat. In other words, he'll be entered into Jannah, and he'll also be adorned special with the special jewelry of Jannah, not just the ordinary jewelry of this world, but the jewelry of Jannah. Can you imagine what a beautiful scene that will be? A person will be given the jewelry of Jannah in appreciation for the wudu that he made in this world. So therefore, whenever we make wudu, we must firmly believe that Allah Ta'ala is rewarding us so much for this wudu that we made. Not only that, as the next hadith will do, the dua, the sins of a person also get forgiven by him making wudu. Wudu is something that we need to do. And yesterday we explained how refreshing wudu is and the benefits of wudu. Also we explained that one of the benefits is Allah will cause this person, because of his wudu, to be outstanding on the day of Qiyamah, like how a horse whose forehead is white, his legs are white, it stands out from all the other horses. Like this, Allah Ta'ala will cause a person to stand out on the day of Qiyamah because of this wudu that he would make. عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء خرجت خطاياه من جسده حتى تخرج من تحت أظفاره رواه مسلم. حضرت عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who performs wudu and performs it well, his sins exit his body even from beneath his nails. Allah Ta'ala causes a person's sins to be forgiven. Yeah, the expression even beneath the nails, in other words, so much of sins are forgiven that under the nails what sins are committed? Think about it, not any sins. But to show the extent of the sins that Allah Ta'ala is forgiving of a person by making wudu to such an extent that even if the sins that are under the nails also, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. There's some of the pious people that they would actually see the gunas falling off the limbs of the people that are making wudu. Allah Ta'ala had given them, blessed them with this ability, that they could see the gunas coming off the person. So therefore, if you have to make gunas, wudu, as I explained yesterday, even if it's difficult circumstances, the person is traveling, sometimes you have to make wudu out of one utensil, or sometimes there's water that is limited, or sometimes it's very cold, and it's far for him to go to make wudu. But when he keeps these fadilat in mind, these virtues in mind, then what it does, it makes it very, very easy for a person to make wudu. One point that came out of this hadith today is فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءَ. A person makes wudu, but he makes a good wudu. He performs his wudu well. In other words, he keeps in consideration all the faraid of wudu, all the sunan of wudu, all those things that are sunnat, all those things that are preferable, mustahab, etc. He keeps all that in mind, then he makes his wudu. When he makes his wudu in this condition, then Allah Ta'ala causes that sins to be forgiven. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal So whenever we have to make wudu, be happy about it. Not that we waste water in any way. Be careful about the usage of water also. And at the same time, we are cognizant that Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much of rewards just for making the wudu. How can I be lazy to make wudu and lose out on these rewards? Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.